Hey guys, Dr. Ben here. Welcome to a Power Pack Brokerpreneur Bite. Get ready to dive into proven strategies for recruiting top talent, retaining your best agents, and skyrocketing sales in the next 10 minutes. I'm your host, of course, Dr. Ben Spears, along with our real estate guru, Matt Vai. Join us as we unravel the secrets to take your brokerage to new heights. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the ambassador of flow. I'm here with the big guy as usual, Matt Vai. How's it going, Matt?
I'm just wanting to know if you're going to edit that first part out or if you're going to leave that in there.
I don't know, guys. We'll let you. We'll see. You'll know.
Surprise us.
If there was something kind of funny, like where maybe I just didn't know how to talk at the beginning, then you'll know I didn't edit it out.
There you go. And if not, then you'll never know. Well, not, you will know because we just said you'd know.
Unless I edit this out, too.
Gotcha. Whole lot of editing going on. Yeah,
exactly. It'll all be there. I don't, you know, I'm an open book, right? I make mistakes just like everybody else does, right?
Yep, we all
but
do.
That don't mean I'm not doing another podcast later. All right? Get back up on the horse, guys.
That's exactly right.
Right? So, Matt, we got a killer podcast today, as usual.
Yep.
We're talking about something like fences.
Yeah, fences.
You know, home decor.
Going fencing, right?
Yeah, we're talking fencing.
Arm on your hip, like fencing. Or stolen stuff, right? That's fencing too.
On guard. That's what I was trying to think. Yeah.
Touche.
Yeah. So tell us what we're talking about today.
We're going to talk about what side of the fence people land on. That's when some of the things that go on in their business, where is it that they land?
I like it. Yep. Well, guys, wherever you're listening to this, before we get started, hit that follow or that subscribe button. We would be so grateful for that. Also, there's no better time than the present than to go to brokerpreneurpodcast.com, sign up for our weekly newsletter, and just get, you know, more free content from us to help you grow your brokerage.
Yep.
So, Matt.
Yeah, Benny.
What side of the fence does your brokerage fall on? And we're going to be talking, you know, a lot about, does your brokerage talk a big game?
Right.
Right. Or, you know, do they walk their talk? Right. You know, do they talk that same big game?
Right.
Or is your brokerage out there being like, no, we're not really that good.
Right. Yeah, I don't think anybody does that.
So, I sure hope not.
And I know that there's some crappy brokerages out there. Yep. Right? So somebody's lying. So it's okay to talk a big talk, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. There's a time and place for it. Don't get out of whack. That's not what we're saying. Don't be all big-headed and whatnot. But you know, there's big talk and then there's big action, right? And which one are you whenever it comes time to figure out exactly what it is that your brokerage needs in order for it to get to that next level?
Gotcha. So how does someone, before we dive into the, you know, kind of defining, you know, who you are and that kind of thing, how does someone even know, like, man, I talk a big game? Right, because most people are probably like, "Oh no, I'm just normal.
I just
lay it down as it is. You know, it's my jam."
Right. Here's the easiest way to know, and this is like a surefire method of knowing. Right.
Okay.
If whenever you're like at a realtor event, or whenever, you know, if there's a cocktail party or open house, and you walk up and everybody scatters,
yeah,
that pretty much means you're talking too big of a game.
You're talking too big of a game.
Gotcha. Now everybody is going to tiptoe up whenever they want.
Okay. Yeah. Then that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, but honestly, I love it that you're going to let me get away with that answer.
No, I like the answer.
Well, the answer is true.
It's what I mean. Like, I'm like, okay, it's pretty much legit.
Yeah, that is legit. So do you talk a big game? Do you fall short? Do you hear from your agents on a pretty regular basis? You know, that's not what I thought we were about. That's not what I thought we did here. And that's not what I thought we stood for. And you know, whenever, you know, the only time they talk to you is about something not getting delivered the way that they said, the way, you know, they were like, this isn't what I expected.
Yeah.
Right. We were doing this contest and the contest didn't work out the way that I thought that it was going to work out. And we were doing this, you know, I was going to, you know, I paid for the flyer program that the company offers and that didn't go the way it was supposed to. If you're hearing all that from the same person, go ahead and fire them, right?
Yeah.
If you're hearing that from a lot of people in the office, then maybe you're talking a bigger game than what you're delivering. Take a step back, take a real look at it and see, you know, see who and what you are. Okay.
Yeah, 'cause that, right. I didn't know that the ping pong table was leased.
Right. It's gone now.
Who took the ping pong table?
It's gone. Yeah. Yes, in case you guys missed that, we had a podcast very early on that, you know, putting a ping pong table in an office doesn't make it your culture.
Awesome, guys. So now let's talk about, you know, defining, right? And there's a few categories, mm-hmm. but we're going to talk, you know, about franchises and independence.
Yeah.
Right. Is there another category other than those?
No, not really.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think so. And so,
So that's kind of a loaded question. Okay. Let me tell you why it's a loaded question.
Okay.
Sorry, the answer is, right. But the, here's why. And this is really at the crux of what we're going to talk about today. So there are franchise systems that offer a lot to brokerages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there are independents that have like branch offices that kind of operate like they're under a franchise, but they're not really under franchise. Okay.
Gotcha.
But the reason why I say, you know, I gave that answer was because, you know, there's a lot of franchises that offer stuff to their brokers and the brokers don't use it. Right. Literally the only thing they're using is the name on the sign. Right. They've got the big name on the sign. They've got their local name on the sign under it. And that is the extent of their connection with the franchise. Okay. That's problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the reason why, remember what we said just a minute ago, right? Are you talking a big talk or okay. So if an agent comes on board and there's other franchises in your market that happen to have the same first name, right?
Yep.
We'll call it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Better Hathamax 21.
Right. That's right. So if they have that first name and they've talked to that broker, they left that brokerage or whatever it was, or they were there and they got friends there and everything. And then they show up to your place and you don't use any of those tools and systems.
Yeah.
Right. Then you're talking that big talk.
Yeah.
Right. So the same thing is true about independence, right? So the thing about being an independent is it gives off a certain vibe. Right. It gives off a certain look and feel. And okay. So if the kind of the opposite of that, right. Franchise being they offer tools and systems and your brokerage doesn't use them. Okay.
Right.
The opposite of that is being an independent and you being very corporately structured on every little thing that happens. Right.
Yeah.
So those things are kind of in conflict with each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Not saying independents are all fly by night, because that is absolutely not what I mean, nor should they be. And nor am I saying that every franchise should use just the tools that your franchise offers, right? We know that's not what I'm saying, okay? But whenever it comes to figuring out what side of the fence you fall on, so you have something that you stand for.
Right.
You have something that you've been promoting and promising in the marketplace, even if it's just the name of the franchise.
Right.
You've got something that you've been promoting in the marketplace. Are you living up to that? Is that what you're actually delivering to people whenever they're coming to work for you?
Gotcha.